Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. This segment five, I want to cover two things. One of them is just a epilogue on the dialogue that we had with Ernesto Di Gregorio. And along with that, tied to the discussion we have had in the last two meetings, radio programs where we discussed the professional relationship and how to develop a good professional relationship. In terms of Ernesto, I think as you could notice as we had the dialogue, as part of a business professional relationship, if you can put to it a good friendly relationship where you play golf, where you have lunch, where you feel comfortable with each other as persons, then the many things that can occur, moments of stress in a business, a professional relationship, are easier to handle. As I've discussed in the past, there are five areas for the business professional relationship. One of them is a clear discussion of the issues. Make sure you really know the problem. Both sides are conscious of the problem that's being presented. Then there's the second, which is a clear discussion of what really needs to be done, because often there are alternatives from very inexpensive to very expensive alternatives. And the more alternatives that can be given and discussion of which is the correct alternative for that particular issue and problem is really very critical. If the professional takes off with a deep analysis and research on an issue that probably did not need that kind of a research, because just knowing that the problem existed would have allowed the business person to make the decision that he or she had to make. So that's the second one, and I've seen that problem rise off and on so many times. The third is a clear discussion of the fees and the costs and how the charges are going to be taking place. With that not happening at the very beginning, the possibilities of misunderstandings taking place as the relationship develops increases, and that can be a source of great problems. So up front and in writing, it's important to put together how the fees are going to be charged, how deposits are going to take place, how costs are going to be charged and handled. All up front, all in writing, you know, helps immensely as you go forward. And there should be throughout the process a feeling that one can go back and forth, because sometimes the premises under which the relationship and the problem arose change. So that communication with respect to fees and costs and expenses should be an ongoing one, but it's important to have it up front. The fourth that we discussed already is the handling of the legal expertise or the accounting expertise, or if it's a plumber. There is expertise, and it shouldn't be challenged outright, the manifestation of a particular way to solve the problem. But a business person or a personal matter, like a plumber or electrician at one's home, you should feel comfortable in asking for other alternatives to the one provided. And the professional should feel comfortable in being able to provide these different alternatives and not feeling that he or she is being challenged on the legal expertise. And along with that, as we discussed in the past program, the business person should feel comfortable with making sure that at the end, it's often a business decision or it's a personal decision that has to be made with respect to the expenses, with respect to maybe the ramifications that a particular alternative has on their business or on personal relations that they have with the people involved on the other side. So at the same time that you honor and agree with the expertise and respect it, there's this need to have a communication and a dialogue on the alternatives, and importantly, to always make sure that the business decisions are taken into account. Far too often, I have seen in these business professional relationships, that the person feels intimidated, the client feels intimidated in having that kind of a dialogue, and allows a professional to go forward, and a great deal of resentment starts taking place because they feel they're not in control of the situation, whether it's cost or whether it's the alternatives that are being taken with respect to the handling of the problem. The fifth area, and with this we wind down and finish this thing, discussion of the personal professional relationships, I find that the fifth thing that is very necessary in the relationship is the need to have to be grateful, to thank the professional, and vice versa, for the professional to be grateful and to thank the client. And this relationship of gratitude back and forth from the beginning to the end is so important in the relationship, not only to the handling of the problem with great enthusiasm by both sides, but also, more importantly, with respect to the continuation of the relationship for years to come. Often in the past, and I did not do this at the beginning when I took on a professional relationship with an architect or even when I was purchasing goods, there's too much emphasis given on a particular charge or a particular decision instead of the big picture. Is this person who I have chosen because of the expertise that person has, is this person really handling my matter with enthusiasm and applying the expertise that they have and resolving the problem in a practical and efficient way? And if that person is doing that and the relationship is good, then it is really important to not be nickel and diming the person, because in the end it decreases the enthusiasm, it lessens the kind of service one receives, and at the end the relationship is adversely affected by this kind of discussion, hints, attacks, jokes, however it's phrased, it does reduce it. And this brings me back to the relationship with Ernesto de Gregorio. In my law firm, I was not the contact partner, it was Tony Arias, but I was very much involved because a great deal of his work had to do with the tax exemption matter. And the relationship that we developed with Ernesto, I think was an excellent one. It went beyond the expertise. He did not take at face value what we were providing, always wanted clarification, always respectful of the expertise and advice that was given on the legal issues. But at the end, it was, you know, his decision in terms of how we were going to be going forward. And as I think you noticed, that relationship went beyond the professional one to a personal one, and a good combination of the kind of relationship one likes to have as a professional on one side or as the business person and client on the other side. So with this, we wind down this three-part series on the professional relationship, you know, based on my years of experience, some 42 years in a law firm, and then my years now outside law firm as a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflict, where the same obstacles, the same challenges are there for me. So have a good day, have a good week, may your conflicts be resolved. See you next week.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.